Grace to you and peace from God our Heavenly Father and from the one who has done all things well, our Savior Jesus the Christ. Our sermon texts today are the words from our gospel reading from Mark chapter 7, and I would invite you to rise for the reading of the text. Then Jesus returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment. And they begged him to lay his hand on him. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, he put his fingers into his ears and after spitting touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, which be opened. And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. And Jesus charged them to tell no one, but the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. They were astonished beyond measure, saying, He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. So far, our sermon text. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, truly you have done all things well. You have fulfilled all prophecy. You have done every righteous deed. You have fulfilled the law in our stead. Help us today as we ponder these words to see that the more clearly, and to recognize in that theme that we have salvation on account of you. Bless this preaching of your word, increase our faith, and sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. You may be seated. Fellow redeemed in Christ, OOD, make your course, 319. I, helm adjust course to 319. I, adjusting course to 319. This is what it sort of sounds like on the bridge of a Navy ship. There's a lot of repetition. It's all orchestrated. It's all rehearsed and drilled. It's done by the book to prevent mistakes that might endanger the ship and the people on the ship. Every day, this sort of discipline is practiced by our military because lives depend upon doing it right the first time. But you know it as well as I do that it doesn't always turn out that the decisions behind the orders were right. It doesn't always turn out that the execution was flawless. Sometimes people who serve our country die because something didn't go as planned or because there was a breakdown of communication or a loss of precision that ended in disaster. Military service is dangerous work. Before time even began, the Holy Trinity held counsel and determined the course for human history, the history of the world. Let us make man in our image. The Creator made mankind to be spotless and blameless and in perfect harmony with all that is good. Paul wrote, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the beloved. This was the course laid out for us. All this before Adam and Eve seem to have derailed it all by turning from perfection to rebelliousness and sin, from eternal life to death. Our minds can't comprehend that God had already put in motion the plan of rescue. Our minds can't comprehend that the Lord would save us by sending the second person of the Trinity, God the Son, to enter into our human race and be the perfect man that all of us should have been. We can but marvel at his precision and determination, for Jesus has done all things well, as our text says. He has fulfilled all prophecy. He has fulfilled all righteousness. He has fulfilled the law in our stead. And he did it all for us, exactly as God had planned for our eternal rescue from before the creation of the world. Now that's mind-blowing. In the text this morning, Jesus returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment. And they begged him to lay his hand on him. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, he put his fingers into his ears. And after spitting, touched his tongue. And he looked up to heaven and sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, which means be opened. And his ears were open, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. There are so many details in that text. Did you catch that? There's geography there. Tyre and Sidon, the Sea of Galilee, the Decapolis, the 10 cities. There's so much humanity here. The man who was deaf and had a speech impediment, and Jesus' hands and the crowd and his fingers and the man's ears and spit and the tongue and all of that. And there's language here. Ephphatha, which means be open. The man's tongue was released and he spoke plainly. So I ask you, why all the details? Well, it's because that mind-blowing account of how God laid it all out before time even began. Well, that needs to be brought home to us in the events that actually happened in our history. Real events, real things, not just myths or legends, but history, people, geography. This all really is the case. Mark wants us to know that this is a real event. A moment captured forever in God's Word for us to see with all its details and facets. And he wants us to know the reality of this because then he records that the people said, he has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. Well, this is the region of the Decapolis. This isn't a place where you'll find too many Jews, too many of the people of Israel. This is a Gentile area. And these people who are speaking are Gentiles. They're not people of the Word. They didn't have the written scriptures like the Israelites did. But they were making it known that Jesus caused the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. That's important. These were the prophecies of the Old Testament. We read them in our reading from Isaiah here. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. These were prophecies of the Old Testament, words that the Gentiles didn't even know, and yet here they are proclaiming that they are fulfilled. Proclaiming, in that day the deaf shall hear the words of a book, and out of their gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind shall see. And it's true. Out of the gloom and darkness of unbelief, these people saw the Lord. And they concluded that he did all things well. But they they could not possibly understand in their newfound faith just how far that statement applied. Jesus has done everything well. He's even fulfilled all righteousness. And that's really the measure of who Jesus is. And to see that, they would have to have been well acquainted with the Lord God and His Word. They would have had to have known what righteousness really requires. And the Gentiles should have had that knowledge passed down to them from their forefathers, from Noah. But they had lost it over the generations. They should have understood what was right and wrong through their consciences. And yet they were in darkness. It was a little different for the Hebrew people. God had revealed His law in great detail among them, and He had caused them to live it and to write it down. Theirs was the tabernacle and the temple, the sacrifices, the festivals. All the pictures were there of the Lamb of God who would give His life for the sins of the world. And to them, God writes in the book of Hebrews, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin." Jesus was without sin. He never sassed His parents. He never paid more attention to anything than God's Word. He never spoke His Father's name in vain or coveted or lusted. He did all things well. He was the righteous man, God in the flesh, who had come to rescue us, to save us from our unrighteousness, from our rebelliousness, from our sins. And to do that, He fulfilled the law in our stead. It's wrong to speak of the Lord as though He were some tyrant, capricious, random about what He says is good. Instead, when we listen to the law that He's given, it should become apparent to us pretty quickly that He does know right and wrong, and that His righteousness is far beyond measuring, that He never does wrong. We always can't see that for ourselves very clearly, but His law strikes the chords of our hearts so that we know. We can tell what's right and wrong. Jesus knew every word of God, and He studied it. He lived it, even though that great demonic hater of God, the devil, tempted Him directly. He followed the law. He did it all. And He laid down that perfect life of His as the law demanded of the sacrifice. And He took up that life again by His own authority, for death could not hold the sinless one. Jesus did it all for us, for you and me. Jesus did all things well for us. If you had somehow missed that Jesus did everything well, if you somehow came here today or are listening in today and you don't know the meaning of this, well, to you Jesus says, "Ephphatha, be opened." He comes to you today through this word to rescue you, to open your eyes, to give you sight, to open your ears so that you can hear the truth. Believe Him. He is exactly who He says He is. He speaks with greatest precision the words of eternal life into your ears today so that you may hear them and believe them and now speak the truth. But be not like those Gentiles of the Decapolis who only saw and did not know how to point people to the rescuer, but only the miracle. And be not like the Jews who knew the letter of the law and the prophecies, but did not see their Savior when He was right in front of them. Believe and put your effort into learning to know this Savior and God's plan of salvation in detail. Delight to meditate upon His Word day and night. Today we open our Sunday school and our Bible studies for the new school year. We'll be starting an information class pretty soon for those who want to know the Lord and to commune with us. There are so many opportunities to hear the Word and learn it. Take advantage of the Lord's generosity here and His preaching and study with us the Word of eternal life so that you may speak it with more precision yourself. Other lives depend on it. Don't forget that. May the Lord bless our study of His Word so that we see more and more that Jesus has done all things well, so that we see it in greater detail, so that we are able to set our course by the words of God, all ahead full. In Jesus' name, amen. Please rise. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.